Das kann so als sich nicht wirklich so schwagen, wenn man Juhudim sagt, dass Kedushin darf einen Dalet. Mishnah erzählt, aber Shol hoye koire le shtuki baduki. Fragen wir, what's meant by the word baduki? If it means that we ask the mother who the father of the child is, and if she says the father is of good yichas, we believe her, that would mean that Abba Shol is just repeating the view of Rabbi Gamliel from another Mishnah, so why is there a need to repeat it over here? And for the Gemara from the other Mishnah, we would think that we believe the woman only regarding her own status. Abba Shol therefore teaches that she's even believed regarding the status of the child as well. Fragen wir, there's a view that Rabbi Gamliel means to say that she's believed even regarding the child. If so, what's Abba Shol adding over here? And for the Gemara, from the other Mishnah, we would think to say that she's only believing most men there would not make the woman and the child apostle. Abba Shaul is adding that even if most men there are apostles, she is believed to say that even the child is not apostle. Rava said, we pass on like Abba Shaul. Zok, the next Mishnah, all the people that are usher to marry into the Kahal may marry into each other. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's usher for them to do so. Rabbi Eliezer says, the ones who are certainly usher may marry others who are certainly usher. However, one who is certainly usher, meaning Bevadai, may not marry one who is questionably usher. One who is questionably usher may not marry one who is certainly usher. And one who is questionably usher may not even marry someone else who is questionably usher. Azai Zok, Rabbi Eliezer. Mar explains that the Safik usher, the questionably usher people refer to the Shtuki, the Asufi, and the Kuti. What's meant by the Mishnah when it says that all the people that are usher to marry into the Kahal? I can't refer to Mamzerim, the Sinim, Shtukim, and Asufim because the last Mishnah already said that these groups may marry into each other. Also, what does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda says it's usher for them to marry into each other? It can't mean the ones certainly usher may not marry the ones who are questionably usher because Rabbi Eliezer says that he says that next in the Mishnah, which suggests Rabbi Yehuda argues on it. It can't mean that he says that it's even usher for a ger to marry a Mamzeris because the Mishnah says all people that are usher to marry into the Kahal and a ger is mutter to marry into the Kahal. And for the Gemara, Yehuda says, this is what the Mishnah means. All those who are usher to marry into the Kahuna, specifically including the Giyaris who converted before she turned 3 years old, may marry into each other. Meaning the Mishnah is saying that a Giyaris may marry a Mamzer, etc. This would mean that the Mishnah argues with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who says that a girl who converted before she was 3 is actually mutter to a Kayan. In any case, Rabbi Yehuda comes and argues and says that a Giyaris may not marry a Mamzer. For the acting Gemara, why can't we say that the Mishnah is talking about a Giyaris who converted after she turned 3, and that way our Mishnah could even be following Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Mar says the Mishnah couldn't make sense. The Mishnah would be saying that only if she converted after she turned 3 would she be mutter to marry a Mamzer. This would suggest if she was converted before she turned 3, she would not be allowed to marry a Mamzer. However, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, even such a Giyaris can marry a Mamzer as well as a Kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah would not make sense. Is it an accurate rule to say that all people who are usher to marry into the Kahuna may marry into each other? What about an Almona, a Grusha, a Chalola, a Zoyna, who may not marry a Kohen, but they're still not allowed to marry a Mamzer, a Nasan, etc.? Also, this rule suggests that if one may marry a Kohen, she's usher to marry a Mamzer, etc. However, we have a Ger who may marry a Kehenes and may also marry a Mamzer. And for the Gemara of Nasan by Yeshaya says, the Mishnah means all people whose daughters may not marry a Kohen, meaning to include a Ger who married a Geyoris, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that only when both parents are Ger may the daughter not marry a Kohen, may all marry into each other, meaning this girl may marry a Mamzer, etc. In fact, a Kohen is also usher to marry the daughter of a Chalol, and yet this person may not marry a Mamzer, and a Nasan, etc. So the Mishnah is following Rabbi Destoy ben Yehuda, who says that the daughter of a Chalol may marry a Kohen. In fact, a Kohen is usher to marry a girl whose parents are both Chalolim, and yet this person may not marry a Mamzer, a Nasan, etc. Also, the daughter of a Ger and a Yisraelis may marry a Kohen, and yet this person may marry a Mamzer, a Nasan, etc. So Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Bravua, says, the Machloikis in the Mishnah is regarding what type of relationship creates a Mamzer. Tanakhama says that any relationship that carries the Karis penalty creates a Mamzer. And Rabbi Huda holds that only a relationship which carries a death penalty of Bezin can create a Mamzer. That's Teres number one. Teres number two, Rava said the Mishnah is referring to a Ger who comes from Ammon or Moav, and the entire beginning of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying that such Gerim are mutter to marry a Mamzer. Although Rabbi Yehuda says that a Ger may not marry a Mamzer, that's only a Ger who may marry into the Kahal. However, a Ger from Ammon or Moav who may not marry into the Kahal may marry a Mamzer, a Mamzer, a Nosan, etc.